This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've done a couple of stories the past 3 months about the regulatory relief being provided by the Trump administration and whether that's enough to overcome some of the market forces that are happening out there. Coal, for one example. Today, oil. Today, the president signed an executive order expanding offshore oil and gas drilling in the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. The theory from the White House is that that's going to create jobs. But with a barrel of crude at $50, give or take, and having been stuck there for a while, well, market forces seem to win this round. But if companies aren't going to go to the Arctic, then where are they going to go? Marketplace's Adam Allington has that.
Offshore drilling is expensive, especially to open up new areas. It requires extensive geological studies and testing, and it's just out there in the water, hard to get to. But you know what isn't hard to get to? The Permian Basin in West Texas.
The Permian is one of the hottest hotspots in the whole world, and that's kind of interesting that there's so much oil and gas to be had in a place that really is convenient.
Convenient, says Michael Weber of the University of Texas, because the Permian is close to refineries and in a region, Texas, where people know a thing or two about oil and gas. Plus, Weber says new hydraulic fracking techniques have answered an age-old question for the oil industry.
Where do you go to find oil when you run out in one place? And the answer is, to the same place, but drill deeper and try a little harder.
Up until recently, if oil was trading at $50 or so like it is now, that was the break-even point. Not much incentive to drill. Tom Kloza is head of energy analysis for Oil Price Information Service. He says innovations in fracking have made existing wells more efficient, and the break-even has gone down.
In many cases, the costs are coming down to $35 or so.
Which makes it worth it, Kloza says, to stay put in Texas while prices remain flat.
The chapter of cheap oil certainly continues for the rest of this decade and probably, you know, maybe in the early part of the next.
That's why the near-term future is all about onshore. His company predicts that the Permian will soon produce more oil per year than Iran or Iraq. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.